Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. The government keeps records on everything from crime rates to per capita income for every county in the United States. This data is used by numerous entities to determine whether or not they want to open a business in a certain community or if they want to close up, shop, and move. Doctors, teachers, lawyers, and any number of professional people use this information to make decisions. In Humboldt County, the estimated per capita income for 2013 is about $34,000. The total annual payroll in Humboldt County for 2013 will be a little over $5 billion. On January 1st, even though President Obama promised to not raise taxes, he chose to let a Bush tax cut expire. This raised payroll taxes by 2% on every single person who receives a paycheck. This increase was across the board. The rich and the poor are seeing a decrease in their take-home pay. Now, it doesn't seem like 2% is that big of a deal until you analyze the numbers. In Humboldt County alone, this Obama tax increase equals $281,000 per day. Every single day, Humboldt County residents are sending $280,000 more to Washington, D.C. than they did in 2012. For some people, this income is critical to pay their bills. For others, it is discretionary income. When people have smaller paychecks, the first thing they pay is their rent or mortgage, utilities, car payments and insurance, and of course food. So what gets eliminated? That would be their discretionary spending or their fun money. Some people like to shop. My wife and I like to go to the movies and enjoy a meal at a restaurant. And we have noticed there are a lot fewer people in both the restaurants and the movies. If you currently work in a restaurant, bowling alley, movie theater, or any recreation business, you are probably seeing a sharp decline in customers. The extra tax burden Obama has imposed on Humboldt County would pay for 30,000 people to go to the movies every single day. His tax increase on the poor would buy over 14,000 $20 meals in a restaurant every single day and over 160,000 games of bowling every single day. Listen to this. Every 4 days, Humboldt County residents are losing over $1 million in take-home pay. If you make about $34,000, the average for Humboldt County, you have just seen your pay cut by over $50 per month. That's a couple of fun times out at the movies or maybe one nice dinner less per month. If you work in any business that relies on customers spending their discretionary income, you are getting a double hit from this big Obama lie. Your paycheck is now smaller, and because your business is slower, you could get laid off, or worse yet, the business may close. President Obama is taking enough money out of Humboldt County every single day to buy 10 people a brand new Toyota Prius. I'm not surprised Obama raised taxes, even though he said he wouldn't. How else could he try to pay for the ever-growing and over-bloated government? Cutting government spending isn't a concept he comprehends. Now the government gets to use $280,000 more per day from Humboldt County residents. Believe me, this 2% tax increase isn't getting the attention it deserves. We have a president who promised us that if you made less than $250,000 per year, you wouldn't see your taxes go up, and here we are paying more to the government. Yes, indeed, the government just got a 2% raise, and we got a pay cut. Humboldt County will send over $100 million more to Obama this year than last. Happy New Year to our elected officials. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.